This is WBUR. There's heightened security at Logan Airport today following the death of Osama bin Laden. That's on top of the many security upgrades put in place at Logan since hijackers connected to bin Laden boarded two planes there on September 11th of 2001. But 10 years later, questions remain about how effective that security is. WBUR's Fred Tice has been following that and joins us now. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Sasha.
Fred, take us briefly back to September 11th. What was the response at Logan immediately after the attacks?
You know, Sasha, I was listening to the tape from that day, and what really surprises me is how no one, not us, of course, in the public and in the media, and no one at Logan knew what was going on.
We have shut down all security checkpoints and removed all passengers who had been previously screened out into the non-secure part of the airport. We've activated our Family Assistance Center at the Hilton Hotel based upon some reports that some of these flights may have originated from Boston.
So listen to that, Sasha. That was the director of security for Massport, Joe Lawless. At that point, he didn't even realize, as none of us realized, that the attacks had actually come from Boston.
That's right. He says some of these flights may have originated from Boston. So Logan was put on massive security alert. It didn't reopen until 4 days later. When it did reopen, security, I assume, was substantially beefed up?
Yeah. The state police ran the security checkpoints by that point. The National Guard was patrolling the airport.
And then over the past 10 years since then, what more has Logan done?
Well, you know, Logan's become the first airport to screen checked bags out of sight from passengers, and also the first airport to install full-body scanners. The state police and Logan employees learned to spot suspicious behavior. And, of course, like all other airports, Logan has the Transportation Security Administration.
And is there a general consensus as a result of all that on whether we are or are not more secure when we fly?
Some people see that Logan has made huge strides. One of them is Mike Bavis, who lost his brother, who was a scout for the Los Angeles Kings. He was flying from Boston to Los Angeles on 9/11. Mike Bavis says we've come a long way.
I think there have been significant improvements to security, and I think it's very important that we continue to demand that those things are improved.
But for others, a lot of money has been spent to very little effect. One of those people is Brian Sullivan. He used to work as an FAA special agent at Logan. And he says that all that money spent on airport security since 9/11 hasn't caught any terrorists. Sullivan says the biggest deterrent to hijacking was the airline's hardening of cockpit doors.
And probably second to that, the most significant aviation security change has been the awareness of the public. If you recall the last couple of events that we had, whether it be the shoe bomber or the underwear bomber, it was flight crew and passengers, actually American citizens, that subdued potential attackers.
So it sounds like he's saying there's a lot more that the system could be doing.
Yeah, he would definitely agree with that. But no matter how good security may have become in this country, it may not be enough. Joy Kaim was Governor Deval Patrick's Homeland Security Director, and then she became President Obama's Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security.
What we have learned is our airport security and airline security is only as strong as the international airport and airline security is.
And what Kaim worries about now is that Osama bin Laden is dead. Now that he's dead, there may be an attack on the United States. And she says it's soft targets like Times Square, where a bomb fizzled last year, that she thinks would be attacked first. She says there's so much security at airports now that terrorists are likely to strike somewhere else.
They're going to look for weak spots elsewhere in the system in the country.
Yeah, yeah. And we can't defend those spots because we live in a free society. That's our point. Yeah.
Fred, thanks very much for that.
Thanks, Sasha.
That's WBUR's Fred Tice.